It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
So much fun with Psychic Kim this morning. If you missed any of it, coming up a little bit later on in the podcast, here we go.
I did something yesterday that I've never done before. I stepped outside of my comfort zone and I ate at that little bar area at Quick Trip.
Oh, where the cops eat?
I had nowhere to go. I had my car.
Oh my God, I pity you.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you pity cops?
I pity the police officers that sit there and eat. I pity the people that are there by themselves eating, looking out the window as people are coming in and out. I for sure have a very blessed life. Some of it is hard work. Some of it is just straight up blessings from the Lord above. And I'll never, ever take it for granted. But I would rather take my car, back it into a parking spot.
I didn't have a car.
How'd you get to Quick Trip?
I walked from Kia to Quick
Trip. I would be walking and eating. I would never just sit at that counter and eat by
myself.
You're
so judgmental. Yep. It's disgusting.
Yep.
Anyway,
I hate people looking at me when I'm alone and judging me as a loser sitting at a counter at Quick Trip eating a chicken sandwich. But anyways, what were you doing yesterday?
I had a P3 and I had a kombucha and I was like, nowhere to go.
I wish I would have saw this.
I was praying to God that nobody walked by the window. I didn't see anybody that I knew, but I was like, I'm going to park it. I'm going to look at my phone. I'm just going to sit here and eat this because I don't want to go back and eat it in the waiting room.
I would have made you internet famous if I would have saw that.
What makes you so much better than other people?
Nothing.
It's just way you grew up, you'd think that you'd be a little bit more humble with how, like, you were picked on constantly you were so weird.
Maybe it's my time now
to shine.
Yeah, maybe because my life has been such a load of heaping donkey crap.
Maybe I could make it cool I am cool. Maybe I'll make sitting at this counter at Quick Trip a cool thing to do. Why not? It was clean.
What if your blessed life is now turning into my previous not blessed life?
Impossible.
What if we're switching spots?
That's not happening.
I never sat at a counter alone.
But that's the thing. I have the confidence and I'm cool enough and I'm secure enough in my own skin to do that. I think you're uncomfortable with yourself.
Likely. Yeah. No,
what
no.
A shame.
If I listened to the voices that are going on up there, this whole place would be burned down a long time ago.
So anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about. Step outside your comfort zone. But I also wanted to touch on, have you seen any of these texts come in from Melissa and Sherry?
Oh, from the jail.
Did you know that people can text, like inmates can text?
They sound like they're getting along.
Like they're not workers. Derek thought that they were workers.
Oh, no.
And they
no.
said, no, we're out. We're out April 16th and we'll stop by. Is what they said.
Oh, no.
I want to give them a shout out because they listen all day, every day.
What else they got to do?
They said music helps them cope. And it does for a lot of people. So
what do you think they're in for?
They said they're going to move on up in the world. They are excited to get out.
They maybe get out at the same time?
Maybe
do you think they were
hit,
part of the same crime?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they hit rock bottom and this is
they
it.
Started listening to us.
But I honestly did not know that you could sit there and text from jail. I thought you could just do like the video calls like you see on 60 Days In or just call. But they are inmates.
Do you think they're texting from a computer or do you think they have a phone?
I don't know. It looks like it could be a computer because I don't know. It just flows like somebody were to write an email. It's not like texting shorthand. But
yeah, you're right. We get a lot of collect calls from prison inmates, but we rarely get the text messages.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Derek's like, yeah, you're the real thing. They're like, we'll come see you.
And what did he say to that? What did he say to that?
He said, we're both out. When you get out, let me know. I'll hook you up.
Oh,
I don't even know what that means.
He's spawning it on. Yeah, come on by. Let me give you a bunch of crap in our back closet.
That'll make it better. Give them a KCLD t-shirt. Make them forget they were just in jail.
So here's how judgmental I am. If this was two dudes texting us from prison, I would give them the address of another radio company.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're two chicks, I'd be like, oh, they're probably pretty harmless.
And they have nice names. It's like I've never met a bad Melissa or Sherry. So I can only imagine wrong place, wrong time.
What do you think they did, though?
And I would think it's a small crime.
You don't think they murdered their boyfriends?
No, I think it's just like maybe theft by swindle.
What if they lived out a Goodbye Earl song?
I don't blame those women either. Rachel, I know that you've been married for a while, but do you ever remember a moment where you made eye contact with someone in public, like in passing, and there was like a spark or a connection? And then you just went about your day?
Not a romantic connection, but almost like a spiritual connection, though.
That's deep.
Yeah, but it wasn't with a girl.
Oh, okay. Oh, was it a guy? But
yeah, it was a dude. It was a baseball player.
Oh, and you guys locked eyes?
Locked eyes. So the guy that does the radio broadcast, I think he does TV and radio still, a former Twin, Dan Gladden is his name. He was on both the World Series teams.
Yeah.
And I was at Target Field. This was like the second day that Target Field had baseball.
Uh-huh.
And I took my son and we were walking through one of the corridors and locked eyes with him for 30 feet from a ways away.
Really?
And as he passed, I go, "Hey, Dan." And he goes, "Hey."
And, but guys stared at each other for that long?
He looked right in my eyes for, it had to be at least 10 steps.
Wow.
And I was like, I was going to grab my son was just little at the time. And I was going to grab him and be like, "There's Dan Gladden." But I couldn't take my eyes off this guy. Like,
yeah.
I grew up watching this guy win two World Series for the Twins. And as we're walking through the corridor, there he was. And he was just, you know, he's a regular guy.
Wow, that really stuck with you.
Did, yeah. I remember seeing him eye to eye for a long time.
I've had those moments, you know, every once in a while. And then you're just like, well, you move on with life. But you never know who you're connected to. But I love this story because this is not on a dating app. This is not behind a screen. This woman made this Instagram video that I watched this morning that she thinks she had found love with this police officer.
So the other day, I'm driving home from work, right? So as I'm driving, I see like a cop come up like next to me. So I look over at him and I smile and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's actually really cute. And he smiles back. So immediately I'm like, I hope he pulls me over, but he doesn't. So I just drive off. And the next day I get to work and I see my Instagram and I get like a request, like a follow, and I'm like, who is this? Like, I normally don't get like new followers, but his account was private, so I was like, I don't know who this is, but I requested it anyway. And I see that it's the cop, and I knew it was him because like he has like a distinct like facial like feature. I'm not gonna tell you guys, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's him.
She's trying to make us believe that this cop thought she was so hot that he remembered her plate, ran her name, and then hit her up on Instagram. I'm not buying
this
that.
This is very Joe from Netflix U, where you see somebody and then all of a sudden you do all this recon. You know what he did? He just looked at her license plate, found out her name.
Nope, I'm not buying this.
Found her on Instagram, but I don't mind. That's called work. He put in the work. As creepy as it might be, put in the work.
Is this against cop code?
That is a good question. I know a good amount of cops. And
is this common practice in law enforcement?
I think that is there a rule that you can't just look up a certain amount of license plates? I don't know where I heard that. Like, you can't
No. I think any cop that's driving down the road, even if you're not doing something wrong, can run your plate.
Because you're just checking, right?
Right.
To see if they have a warrant out.
Yeah,
or
they could have, maybe their license is suspended, right?
Maybe it was a different type of, like, information lookup in a computer that you couldn't do. Like an address or something.
I would bet.
Unless it's like a welfare check or, I don't know.
If you're in this world, I'll keep you completely anonymous, but I would just like to know, does this happen? I mean, does this really happen?
If you're in law enforcement, which we have a lot of law enforcement that listen, call in. You do not have to say your name, where you work, or who you work for. But
you could text anonymously, too, if that's your
angle. Are there rules that prevent you from looking up somebody's information to find out more about them? Or do you have free reign?
Here's where I think to find out more about them has gray area. To find out if they have a current warrant is so much different than to find out what their Instagram handle is to see if they're single.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What are the odds? Something must have happened, some type of recon that he did to find her on Instagram.
Maybe it's with the Wild West. Maybe once you pull somebody's name up, you can do whatever you want. You can write down their name and look them up on Instagram on your own time. Maybe. But I don't know if I'm falling for this one. I don't think there's a cop out there that drives past a hot chick and then says, I'm going to slow down or I'm going to write down her license plate and then I'm going to look her up on my computer and then I'm going to hit her up on Instagram. I don't think that exists.
I don't think it would be a good look. I think that'd be a little irresponsible.
But if it's a female cop and she does it to a guy, now it's a romantic story, isn't it?
I never said that.
That's exactly what you were thinking.
You're the one that flipped the script to make it sexist.
Most people would think that if it's, oh, it's a cop, she's a mother of two, and she's struggling every day, she finds this romantic guy who works.
It's a Hallmark
movie. Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
Mind your business.
Why can't you eat and drink like a normal human being?
Oh my God.
You just
a little bit of water drips out. Are you going to be like this all day? So
probably.
Big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
All right, Marcia, you can't tell by listening over there and being color number 10, but Kat is eating and drinking like an absolute pig this morning.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I have a small bag of Himalayan salt popcorn. Smart popped, by the way, and some cucumber water, and he's all over me, like flies on you know what,
spilling everything everywhere. My once pristine hand built studio that I put all this work into is just trashed right now because Kat had a morning popcorn bender. What are you doing right now?
Getting ready for the day, getting my computer set up for work, and
you get to work from home.
I do get to work from home.
Do you go through the process of actually changing into regular clothes, or do you stay in your jammies?
It depends on the day.
How about today?
Today, well, I just got done working out, and so I haven't decided what I'm going
to
do.
You know, that does have an appeal to it when people talk about working from home. It's like you can just like start your day any way you want. But a lot of people I know that work from home have a routine, so they don't lose their mind.
It's a good, it's good to have that kind of routine. So for us, usually we get a chance to get our wheels spinning a little bit more in the morning, but right out the gates, we're going to try and give you $4,400 with our secret sound. Have you been paying attention to the guesses?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. That's one of the main reasons we want people to kind of write them down and make sure they're here at 678-345 so that you don't repeat any guesses and that you kind of get vibed in. So here is the secret sound. I'll give you one more listen to it. Current jackpot at $4,400. And for everyone listening, remember tomorrow at 7 a.m., it'll be a $5,000 Friday. So no matter where the jackpot sits, we add an extra $5,000 to the jackpot for the 7 a.m. guest tomorrow. But first, let's get your guess for $4,400, Marcia. What in the hell could that possibly be?
Oh, dumping aluminum cans into a barrel.
Okay, so maybe you have your recycling at home and then you got to dump it into the recycling barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Is this, fellas, dumping aluminum cans into a barrel? Let me hear it one more time, please. And did we just give Marcia $4,400? I can guarantee you that when you find out what it is, you're not going to say it was very hard.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, I thought I told you. Listen again. I'll tell you that it is not dumping cans into a barrel. That's what it's not. So we're going to take $100 back, Marcia, and then we'll play just after 7 for another chance at $4,300. As a matter of fact, we'll probably play right before we talk to Psychic Kim at about 7:20, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, okay. Write that down. It is not dumping aluminum cans into a barrel. And go get your jammies on or do whatever you're going to do. And hang tight for another play, okay?
Sounds good.
What'd you do yesterday? Give me some fun stuff.
Just a lot of errands that were unexpected. I had that nail in my tire. And then Derek went and got a bunch of work done at Granite City Tire and Auto. I want to give just two shout-outs to those guys. Like, really good.
Got one shout out, just two of them, though.
Good workers, good businesses out there need to be recognized, and they have great employees there. And then I went and got my tire because it's a new car. And so Kia's like, bring it on over. We'll take care of it. And so I went over to Kia, great employees over there. So I didn't even though it was one of those, like, oh, have to get this stuff done type of days, it didn't feel like it. With all of the good workers that were surrounding us and just looking out for us. So that was really great. So shout out to both of those businesses. But then went and got Liam, had to come back into town, get my car. They had given me a rental and then went home, made some chicken wings. But somebody has failed one of the guys that I was sitting next to in one of the waiting rooms because he was the grossest kid. He was probably 22, 23. So foul-mouthed with his friend talking about...
You saying
about,
that means a lot.
There is a time and a place for F-bombs. And when you have little kids sitting next to you with their moms, older women, he had the grossest mustache, the grossest hair, talking about how girls want him and he has to fight them off. And he got up, no joke, and he said, I'll be right back. I gotta poop. In front of everybody. Like he was, I could not even grasp where he grew up, what barn he grew up in. But
what city?
I was like, this is, oh, I gotta say, I don't wanna do anybody dirty because he was just the grossest. I don't know. Give me a city.
You had to give him a name.
I had to give him Dustin. If I had to give him a name, it would be Dustin Daryl.
Ooh, Daryl.
One of the D's. He was the worst. He was the grossest kid. And I think his friend was trying to hang with him, you know, trying to make him not seem as douchey as he was. But I was so grossed out. I was like, girls are going after you. You have a line of girls. You have to be kidding me. But he had crap kickers on. He had just dirty clothes.
Did you say anything or did you...
No.
What's out?
I just sat there with
you
my
had an
face.
Opportunity
you
know, to change the world. He didn't notice.
I did. I did have, but what was I going to do? Like, watch your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have said that, actually, because there were little kids and there were moms and these older women that were just sitting waiting for their oil to get changed. And I was like, who let you out of the house? You're like, so gross.
See something, do something. You
I know.
Do anything.
Like
you
a bomb at an airport. I should have said something.
I don't know if that's the right equation, but okay.
But either way, just wanted to give a shout out to those businesses, Granite City Tire and Auto. Those guys are classy. And then Kia, they just always do it right. So it was a good day.
Tell them Kaz sent you.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
All right, and we're not supposed to mention this dude's name. So I just wanted to read you the email, and I want to get your immediate thoughts on this. Hey, Kat and JJ, I need a little help. My girlfriend just moved in with me. The transition is going a little rougher than anticipated. We got along fine when it comes to the apartment. She is now demanding I buy a new mattress because she can't sleep on the bed knowing what would have happened on it with my ex. You got to be kidding me. Mattresses are expensive. I already got rid of a few things in my place she hated, so I feel like if I don't put my foot down now, she's really going to clean house. Do women really expect a new mattress when they begin living with a new guy?
I feel like you would have done this with Trisha.
For sure.
That she would bring a mattress that has had some history and you would have made her get rid of it.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
No. It is not a big deal. Now it's time to make some new memories. Make them forget about what happened on that mattress.
I think like a girl then. Because yeah. I would absolutely make him get rid of this. And you're saying no.
I would not care. And we still have our beds. I don't even want to know what Derek did. That bed was with him in Corpus Christi. I don't want to know.
A lot of things come back from Corpus Christi. I just want to get your first thoughts on this. Amy, you're up first. What are you thinking?
I think it's absolutely insane. I have never heard of that before.
Yeah.
Like the comment said, if she wants a new one, she can pay for it.
Right. That's what a lot of people are saying on our Facebook page.
So, yeah. I mean, if that's the case, go ahead and get a new one. If she were uncomfortable all night, not getting a good night's sleep, she should have used that as an excuse.
Oh,
like keep your
right.
intrusive thoughts
I need something
upstairs.
More firm or something like that.
And if it were you being all jealous of his past, everybody has a past. You don't get rid of a bed.
Chelsea?
I think it's ridiculous. I think you have sheets and everything on your bed and you protect it. Mm-hmm. Does she want the toilet seat to be changed too because she's mad on it?
Fair enough.
Well, take her to a nice place to get some new bedding.
Tell them Kat sent you.
Tell them Kat sent you.
Get a little discount.
And say, listen, this is our bed now. I don't even remember the people that were on it before. If somebody gets Liam's bed, it has my amniotic fluid all over it. You think I'm going to disclose that information?
Jennifer, what are you thinking about this?
Okay, so here's the deal. If it didn't bother her when they were in a relationship before she moved in and they were having sex,
yep.
And sleeping in the same bed periodically, then why should it bother her now?
That's a good point. I appreciate that. I want to get let's get a guy's thoughts on this real quick. Danny, what are you thinking?
I think he should change his countertop and his shower and everywhere else he was banging his ex.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you just, like, class it up a little bit?
Hello, Sandy. How are we feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling great. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for asking. So you want to ask him if there's, like, any memorable moments in your future? That's kind of the angle you're going here?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I'm 46. I don't feel like I have had any real memorable moments. Do I have anything coming?
Like life-changing kind of things, Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost want to get pulled back to the real question is why can't you see the memorable moments from the past? Why can't you acknowledge them as a memorable moment? Because they're like, if you can't see what was very memorable in the past, even if for you it was very subtle, to other people they would be like, oh my gosh, I remember this and this was great. So they're like, you're not going to create memorable moments if you can't see the memorable moments from the past.
Right. That's a good point.
Okay.
So in essence, as of now, if you ask me what are memorable moments coming up, I don't get anything. I get more like, okay, well, this just happens because I'm living. This just is a normal part of life. So they don't feel like they're memorable because you can't see what was memorable in the past.
Got to kind of start dialing in on what you have right now kind of thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Thanks, Sandy. Hope that helps a little bit. Let's get Brianna on real quick with her question. How are you, Brianna?
I'm well. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for asking. So you want to talk about future babies here, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
So I am wondering if I will be pregnant soon.
What's soon to you, by the way?
Within the next couple months.
Okay. What do you think, Kim?
I was getting August, September.
Oh? That's
and I see a lot of fun happening between there.
go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, August,
and
September, somewhere in there.
Okay. Are you seeing twins or are you just seeing a singular?
Just one.
Okay.
Were you hoping for twins?
They run in our family, but I've had dreams that we're having twins.
Are you scared of twins, aren't you?
No, I just don't want a C-section.
Oh, fair enough. All
C-sections
right.
are the best. You're, like, basically asleep for everything.
And Kat's a doctor,
lay
so
there.
Listen to her.
It's amazing. They do all the work. Don't worry about it.
I had an all-natural birth the first time around, and I'd like to do that again.
All right.
Well, you're obviously tougher than all of us, so we're going to let you go right now.
Whatever.
Because we're scared of you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Thanks, Brianna. Have a great morning.
I don't want to kick back and relax. That's no one.
That all-natural birth thing, you don't even know how tough you are.
God, like, I don't even care.
Jeez.
I will not be tough. I will be labeled as a wuss. I don't care.
I took the drugs as a father. Like
I was sliced open. A human was taken out of my lower half of my stomach. And then I had to walk hours later.
She's still bitching about it.
I am not.
Jesus.
I'm just saying C-sections are tough, too.
Jamie, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So this one, I want to make sure that we're not doing anything that's going to get your son in more trouble. But what's your question for Psychic Kim, then?
I have to go to court with my son later today, and I'm just wondering if you see positive outcome.
Like he gets to go home with you? What's positive to you?
Well, I believe what's happening to him has kind of got blown up out of proportion than what it really is. He's never, ever been in trouble his entire life. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that it's less than what the worst possible outcome could be.
All right, Kim, what are you seeing here?
Well, it will be less. I do see a lot of talking. Whew, a lot of talking going back and forth. Tell him to keep it short, I hear. Short, sweet, to the point.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means, if he's a talker or anything like that, but I keep hearing, tell him short, sweet, to the point. I do see slap on the hands. I don't see handcuffs. Okay, handcuffs would be bad. slapping on the wrist means, yes, there's a reason why he's involved and he needs to take responsibility for his actions. That doesn't mean it's to the full degree that they're saying no, but he has some involvement. So
he'll have some punishment.
That easier fears a little bit here?
It does. That is exactly what I'm hoping for.
All right. Okay. Go get it, Jamie. Have a great morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Hi, Daisy. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Really good. Thanks for calling. You got Psychic Kim. So tell us about Mom. She's been chronically ill for a while, right?
Yeah. Really, ever since I can remember, she has struggled with mental health, and she has Lyme disease. And so she's been bedridden since I was about 12. And lately, we've seen some improvements in her health. And I'm just wondering if we can continue to see improvements, if she'll be able to live a full life.
What do you think, Kim?
There's a lot of layers to what she's got going on. It's not just Lyme's disease, right? It's not just mental health. There's a lot going on that she's got in her system. I see it can get better. I do not feel like what we would think as a good living life. I do not see that. I still feel I'm weak. I still feel tired. I still feel like my body just hurts. My joints hurt. And then all of a sudden one day I'm like nauseous and I'm just like, I can't even move. My head's spinning. So she's still going to have days. I hear there's going to be more good days, but she's still going to have bad days. And it's almost like she's got accustomed to living like this. So it's really hard to shift that energy out of it. It's almost like she needs to, I get pulling her out of this area and throwing her into like a retreat center that's more, actually I see Costa Rica in my head. I'm like, ooh, I'll go there. There's this place in Costa Rica called Rhythmia. That's what I'm getting shown.
That's so specific.
So you can look up that place.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hang in there, Daisy.
It will help. Yeah. It will help, but it's not going to solve her life, but it can get better, yes, but not completely like what you would hope.
Okay. Wow. Very accurate.
Okay. Thanks, Daisy. Hang in there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've got time for one more real quick, and looks like that's going to be Leslie today. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. So your question has more to do with the longevity of your marriage?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to ask specifically?
Just to see if it's going to last or if it's going to go south.
Oh,
you two are fun. That's exactly the first thing I get. I just want to laugh at both of you, like a good, happy laugh, not a sarcastic or anything like that. Just more, you two just like to play, like almost poke each other's buttons. You feel like brother or sister energy. Mm. It can go very far as to this, but I keep feeling that somebody's going to say they're done. So, and they're not showing me which one, but I also hear in my head mutual. Like, we're just going to part ways. We tormented each other enough, and I hear it's both parties. You cannot blame one or the other. But I still feel like I hear hope, and I feel like you're trying. So keep doing that. I don't feel like you have to run out of the marriage or a relationship anything right now. They're like, she doesn't have to do anything right now. She needs to just be.
Just I know be, you say that, but thing. I wonder why not. Why wouldn't you want to end it right now? Because then you move on with life, external, you know?
Right. External circumstances. So okay. I get pulled to like money. I get pulled to housing. I get pulled to all these things. So it's almost like you start planning for it. You're not supposed to create more stress. It's okay. What can I do to know that? Okay. It's not in a bad spot right now. So what can I do for myself while I have this additional support here right now to help myself? So then I am ready. I am strong when I'm ready to leave. I have all these plans in place.
It sounds like you guys have a really good bond. I hope everything goes well for you because it's hard to have that with somebody, you know, and then maybe you'll find it again with somebody else, but hopefully you can keep that bond with this person.
Right. Right.
And normally when somebody calls about something like this, you kind of knew.
Yeah, the writing's right. usually on the wall. If you're calling, you know, us, staff psychic Kim, about your marriage, you obviously have some pretty heavy doubts on whether or not it should continue. So,
and that's okay. I've always thought, and I'm happily married, but I've always thought that there are plenty of people out there that are going to match you and give you what you need. You know, you just aren't going to find them all in your lifetime.
It might get worse before it gets better. You might find yourself sitting at the counter at Quick Trip eating a chicken sandwich by yourself. And then if that happens, then you know that it's only going to go up from there.
Right.
Hang in there, Leslie.
Yeah, it could be worse.
All right.
Have a great morning.
Thank you, you guys. Bye.
Can you think of somewhere that you went for a weird field trip when you were in school? Did you guys go to normal ones?
We went to the observatory. We went to the science museum. We once went to a zoo. More than once went to a zoo. I don't remember going to anything odd.
Mm-hmm. We went to the Kelly Farm to learn how an old school farm was ran, which is interesting. We would go to zoos. We would go to baseball games. That was fun.
Oh, wow.
We went to one of those in middle school. But I was talking to my nephew over Easter, and he said that they're going to a koi fish breeding day at some greenhouse for a field trip. I'm like, really?
So koi are spawning this time of the year?
I don't know. I don't know if they do it in captivity.
I'm sure
they
have to
schedule it. But I was like, that's a little weird. It's a little weird to go watch koi.
I would understand going to the greenhouse, and then you get to learn about all sorts of plants and everything like that.
But
if the lead sentence is koi's are going to be mating,
I would lead with we're going to learn about different plants and then go check out the koi pond.
Wait, if you think that's weird, I want to bring Brenda onto the show. Brenda, when was this?
So I was in third grade, and the crazy enough is, you know, back in the day, there wasn't a lot of money to go to these field trips, right? And I mean, it was really nice. It was really cool. We would walk to the field trips. Our town was small, because, you know, what's the point of just, you know, getting on a school bus to, I guess, go a couple of blocks?
Yeah. Yep.
And
I get it.
So we would just walk. I mean, and it was always beautiful outside. They weren't going to make you walk, you know, when it was raining or cold or in freezing temperatures, of course. So we'd walk, and it was the best time ever. And we would, you know, we would go to really different. And when I say different, I mean really different types of field trips.
Like
not,
what?
Let's go to the zoo or let's go to an aquarium. No. We actually ended up going to a funeral home of all places where a third grader wants to go, of course.
Normally with field trips, it's all about learning.
I bet
a different
you learned
aspect.
Something there, right? You had to learn a lot.
We learned a lot. We learned the trades of what happens, of course, and what happens. You know, normally, you know, if your parents would go to a funeral, you know, they're not going to take you.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very close relative.
You didn't see a body.
Well, yeah. So that's basically what kind of did transpire from all this.
Oh my God.
We ended up going, and they were taking us like in this little tour and taking us to like the little chapel, and they decided to take us where they prepare the bodies.
Oh, Jesus.
It was literally like biology in one classroom all of a sudden.
Oh my God. That is frightening.
We personally as kids were thinking, it's fake, obviously, right?
Yeah,
it has to be a fake body. Why would they torture us? You know, I ended up having bad dreams after that. But, you know, besides the point, we basically thought that it was plastic until they revealed to us that they were preparing to preparing the body for a real funeral. And then all of us are just kind of, I'm sorry, what? And you don't even know what to think at that point. You're a third grader. You don't know.
Mom and Dad signed the permission slip for this?
They did sign the permission slip, but I don't think that they actually knew what they were signing. You know, nowadays it's like, where are you going? Oh, we're going on a field trip. Okay, here, sign, blah, 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 blah. They didn't really read it.
They're like, she going to learn today. She going to learn today.
Yeah.
Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me?
Everybody! All right, OPP is other people's problems. You got a little something going on in your life that you want everyone else to chime in on. Our audience has become very, very good at giving suggestions, giving advice. As we welcome Melanie to the show, we know we're having a baby. Exciting times, right?
It is exciting, but it's also, I'm having like a little back and forth with my husband right now because we're, you know, we're picking out baby names and we're having a baby girl.
Cute.
And he is kind of wanting us to name her first or her middle name as his ex-fiance's name.
Okay. So you got to give us some backstory. What's going on?
Yeah, what's with the ex-fiance?
Because I know it initially sounds crazy.
Yeah.
So his ex-fiance, she passed away from cancer.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a whole big thing. Like, of course, they were in love. Like, that was who he was going to marry. And we've talked about it. He's been in therapy for it. You know, it's something that he's really been dealing with. I, of course, want to support him in any way that I can. But I don't know if that's something I can do.
That's a lot to ask of you. I think you're very mature about this whole thing. People that step in after knowing someone's not with the love of their life because of other reasons, not just a breakup. That's a hard thing to swallow. That's like, you know, I know your mind and heart might be still with somebody else, but obviously he's having a baby with you. You're engaged.
I mean, think about this. You guys are going to have a baby here in a few weeks. And every time you look at that baby or write her name or call her by her name, it's basically someone else's name.
And I would be thinking every time he says or writes the name, is he thinking of her? What's the name, by the way?
It's Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay.
Oh, boy, I'm leaning towards you on this. I mean, I'll be interested to see what listeners think, but I don't think I could do this. If this was my wife and we were having a baby and she wanted to name it after her ex-fiance that died,
yeah.
I would be a no on this one, I think.
Yeah, I love how supportive you are, though. This is tough.
Hey, Sean, you don't think he's over this ex, do you?
No, I don't. That's why he wants to name his child her name. And, you know, I'd be okay with him naming a pet after her,
yeah,
but not my child, because for one, it's a big red flag in the relationship. It's not going to be healthy from the start.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound weird, right? Like I'm all for paying homage to people in our past. I really am. But if it was somebody you were planning on marrying and having a future with, and now you're naming your baby their name, it seemed like a little bit of a reach to me. You just wouldn't do it at all, would you, Sean?
No, there's too much in the past there, and it's going to affect the relationship, period, if you look at it.
You're just going to get mad once, and you're going to bring it up, and it's going to be a bad day.
And then the baby's already here with that name.
Yeah, good looking out. Hey, thanks for hauling out, Sean. I appreciate you, man.
Spencer had texted, Cassandra could be the middle name of the child. Good compromise. Someone else said, take some of the letters and make your own. So you pull from Cassandra, you could make Sarah without an H.
There's still that hang on, though. You know what I mean? There's still that link to the ex.
You can make Dana. You could make, there are some words in there, names that you can make as a middle name. And then, I don't know. I just think if you're mature and you know that, you know, obviously, yeah, she's never coming back. So
it's a weird spot. You got thoughts? You definitely can text.
What's trending? What's trending?
Trending today is the Survivor secret that is coming out. Have you heard about
this? TV show has been on forever.
I know. So, in case you've ever wondered, like if you watch Naked and Afraid, we never see them go to the bathroom. But now we find out that if you are going to the bathroom with another person or multiple people, they can shoot you. They can...
Oh, with the camera.
Yes, they can videotape.
I was like, wait, why are they shooting people taking a leak?
Because then it's like the action that they want to show the world.
Because it's a social interaction.
It is a privacy situation if it's just you. So if somebody goes off to use the bathroom on Naked and Afraid, you'll never see them. But if both of them go, then it's action. Then it's exactly what.
Interesting.
Yeah. Have you ever gone somewhere super weird outside of the bathroom? Where's the weirdest place?
My in front of 700 people at a playoff football game when I was a junior in high school. It was, this, I don't know, fourth quarter. And we had taken a timeout and we're on our own like 20-yard line.
Uh-huh.
And I look at my coach. I'm like, coach, I got to pee. I got to pee so bad.
Yeah.
And so in our huddle, everybody just faced out, and I went right there on the 20-yard line.
Gross.
Yeah.
And people ran through your pee puddle?
Yeah, they were tackled on top of my urine. Gross. Well, it was the fourth quarter, so there wasn't much time left.
They wouldn't let you excuse yourself to
you
the
can't.
Fence?
You can't. And plus the fence, there's hundreds of people around
Animals.
There.
Animals.
It was the safest spot. And here was the cool part. They do the little town I came from, they did a public access broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys that was like doing the play-by-play was my algebra teacher at the time.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my God, he's taking a leak.
Oh my God.
Could see just enough over the top of the helmets to know that something. Plus, everybody turned the opposite way.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I have done that.
I'm a lady, so I won't dish. But where is the craziest place outside of a bathroom where you should be going that you went to the bathroom? I just thought that was interesting. Hopefully they decide more people to go to the bathroom so we can get that shot. And that is what's trending.
You want to see that?
Yeah.